This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's no way anybody was rooting for the choke of Rory McIlroy, were they?
I think the ratings might tell you otherwise. We'll explore and why Tiger maybe wasn't all that much fun to watch at the Masters after all.
Bryson DeChambeau, more like Rochambeau. It's coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. But you can get rid of the Rochambeau part if you want to. It doesn't matter to me.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Were people actually rooting for a choke for Rory McIlroy on Sunday?
Boy, it would have to be the most, sadistic of not just golf fans, sports fans. Like, Rory is the one guy that I thought came out of the whole LIV PGA thing, you know, looking good. Right? Because it seemed like he stood for something. Not that, you know, it's easy to stand for something when you make as much money as Rory's made.
Well, it's
in
all
his career.
Funny money to us.
Yes. But Rory passed up how many hundreds of millions of dollars? What did Bryson get? 200? I mean, think about how much money that Rory could have just easily taken, and then it's changed, you know, the focus of everything we talk about in golf. So I think he came out smelling like roses. He just was, you know, $200 million lighter. So on that day, who were the people that were actually rooting against him? Now, if you're just rooting for a choke because you want to see an athlete that has virtually everything in his life going his way except that one thing go against him because you like the theater of that, okay. But what percentage of the viewing public
what,
is in that category?
Oh my God, I actually had somebody say to me in a private setting, not on the air, not a listener even, when I said something about the Cavs, and he goes, why do you care? And I was like, what? And he goes, they don't care if you do. I'm like, what is this? Once upon a time? And no, it's not once upon a time. Bronx Tale, The Mickey Mantle thing. I'm like, well, I care. And I thought about that with Rory McIlroy. I go, man, but I also think that Rory McIlroy would probably shake my hand if he came in here and we'd all move on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't need to be best friends
Jordan
with him.
Jordan Spieth would give you a ball tap.
Yeah, which was fun. Which was fun.
That was some personality. I stand corrected.
You and I'm critical of a lot of things about fake personalities in golf. I think some guys fake it to try to find themselves in good favor.
Phil Mickelson was accused of that for the early part of his career.
Yes, because, well, I mean, Phil's
he
got
wasn't
some...
being genuine. He was not being genuine for many years.
Phil's got some habits, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of rubbed people the wrong way about it. But
people on tour.
I got to tell you this. I'm dumbfounded by two things that our boss, Keith, said to us yesterday after the show. One was that people were rooting for the choke with Rory. That's why I just asked you. Two, Bryson DeChambeau has rehabbed his image and people like Bryson DeChambeau now?
Okay, so I didn't know
this. I guess he didn't do anything like horrible enough for everybody to hate him forever, but...
Well, the going to live, again, was a big deal because was supposed to be him and Rory and all these guys were supposed to compete and they were supposed to fill that space that Tiger
Yes, and I guess I'm not the biggest fan of that move because I think that LIV is place that's hard to find and really not really watchable because it just seems like it's a lesser entity.
We all lost because we didn't get to see the best of golf.
But he's not like, I've heard some golfers do some really terrible things as people. I've never heard of him doing everybody has a skeleton in their closet, but I've never heard of him doing anything terrible. So I was like, okay, America likes Bryson DeChambeau now. This is a surprise to me. I don't watch LIV.
And save so I didn't do know not, this. Don't tweet us. I know there are rumors about Bryson. Whatever. There's rumors about all these guys. I'll tell you later. But the reality is, if we're just talking about golf and how they are, like he can be very. I like Bryson because he's honest, and that honesty is something that will come off as surly. It will come off as someone who's almost like a spoiled brat when they don't get their way. I mean, even Sunday, he was kind of bitching about the speed of the greens. Like, they're not supposed to make the greens that fast on Sunday. And, it's just kind of funny to hear someone say something like that who's playing at such a high level, even though he didn't necessarily have his golf swing all weekend. Yeah. And then kind of everything left him on Sunday. So I thought we saw the ratings. The ratings came in, and they were massive. They were massive, massive ratings.
Yes, and it should have. It gave me the bug. I have the bug. To golf. I have that 9-hole course that's by me, which you could play 18. I guess you could just go twice.
Go twice,
through.
Yeah.
Might as well make it 27 if you got enough time.
Play the first hole 18 times if you want. I'm going to come back.
Just have them move the whole location every time.
That'd be great.
That is you are very good at the lessisms, the late great lessisms. Like, why don't they interview the horse after the Kentucky Derby? And then we had one caller calling his the horse.
I remember that. Just real quick, it peaked at 20 million. 20 million.
20 million.
The final round and averaged 12. So those are huge, and huge Masters.
When did live non Masters app coverage start? Regular coverage started at what, too?
Yeah.
So there's something, I don't know what they've done where they found it. It's very inconvenient for me because I like when sports start at noon on Sundays. But they found it that 3 o'clock, right there in that area, 2 to 4, somewhere in that area, is the sweet spot for Sunday sports. They have found it. Sunday night, nah. Sunday early, nah. Unless it's like Grand Prix of Bahrain where you have to start it because it's in a different country, far.
I think it's a lesson.
Further on in the calendar for a clock from us, but it's like, whoa.
I think it's a lesson. Fridays and Saturday nights, people will watch. Yeah. People will watch until, hell, UFC has their main events sometimes starting at like 12:45 at night, okay, which I think is insane. But people are up. If they really want to watch it, I guess they can do it. Sunday, that is not the case, and I think they've learned a lot of lessons. Unfortunately, I still think the NBA Finals come that time of year. If you've waited all year, you'll watch it. And if your team's in it, you'll certainly watch it, as evidenced by Cavs Warriors Game 7. God, peaked at like 50 million people. So they still can generate massive ratings. But I did think it was interesting because I always just kind of joke. I got buddies anytime I mention women's basketball, WNBA, Caitlin Clark. Those are the three things that if I mention it, they tell me they're turning off the radio, or if they're in a text, they will leave the group text. It has become more than a bit.
Over
women's basketball. Because they think it's contrived anytime I bring it up. And I did say, that's nice that Rory was able to get those ratings. Maybe one day he hopes to get into the Caitlin Clark territory. Because I said they peaked at 20. Caitlin Clark's national championship game peaked at 24 million. Still amazing. But you do have these one-offs. So then it got me to wondering this. You were rooting for Rory.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Rory.
Yes.
Owen, did you?
I was not rooting for Rory.
What were you rooting for?
I was rooting for a playoff.
Okay.
I didn't really care what, because I don't have a golfer that I essentially go to.
I
just wanted to see some drama.
I did think it was annoying. The playoff took way too long to get to. I mean, come on. Rory,
you
got to
fill out the card. You got to fill out the card.
Why? Let's go. Let's get it going.
They're not going to wait on. They're not hurrying up for you. You're going to wait on them.
Well, we got to see if he makes a mistake on his scorecard. It's 2025.
I think it's stupid,
drones
too.
Drones can take me places. It can give me my groceries.
Okay, I think it's stupid, too. But I knew it because I'm like, man. Because I will tell you, I wanted him to hit the golf shot. I wanted him to hit the putt because I want him to win it.
Yeah.
I also did not want them to go to sudden death. I did not want overtime. Well, I was like, because I'm going to be waiting longer. I swear to God, because I'm sitting there. Sunday's a night that can get a little bit squirrely. And if you got young kids, Sunday night's a night that can get away from you real quick. Real quick. Because you got to focus on school the next day. You'll know this. Sunday just runs together with the other days because your kids are too small. When they get in school, Sunday's a big night. Because you have to tie them up. And especially when the weather starts getting good, playtime, playtime, dinner, shower, bed. Playtime, dinner, bath, bed. Like, you have to plan that out, and then you have to focus on, all right, we've had a two-day rest here. What are we doing with Chromebooks? What are we doing lunch tomorrow? What are we doing this? And it just, on Sunday, which is supposed to be the day of rest, you just stack almost cussed. You almost stack bleep up so much, and now it's just, you got to knock it down. And so if you let that get away from you, you'll blink, it's 9 o'clock, and you will be miserable.
And you've got nothing done.
And you got nothing done. So I have a very set schedule in my head now.
This is nitty-gritty parenting.
Yes, I have a very set. Well, this is the way it ought to be done. I have a very set schedule in my head. And like he's running around outside, my oldest, which if the oldest is running around outside, the other two want to follow. And I shout out the front door, old school 1957 style, 20 minutes. You got 20 minutes. And that's
it. By the way, that playoff was ending around 7:25.
Yes. So I know that Axel's got to be the ringleader because he's the oldest. And now they're old enough to all get in the shower together. So he's got to get them all ready and raring to go. So he has to come. And by the way, you got 20 minutes. So if you're cleaning up in 20 minutes over at the neighbor's yard, get ready because I'm going to be pissed. So that cleanup has to start in 18 minutes because you got 2 minutes to clean all your crap up. So you better not have a lot of crap out. So that makes him put stuff away. You have to remember that. So he comes in. They've already eaten dinner. That's a plus. Shower. Boom. You guys are ready to go. Axel can go downstairs, get on the video games with his buddy Brandon. Whatever. It's Sunday. All his work's done. The other two, it's time to rest. It's time to relax. Watching TV. You can watch it in bed. Get out of my hair. And at that moment, I'm going, yep. I want to be able to turn the gears down. Because it's Sunday night, we're going to relax in bed here. The sun's still out. That's the way it goes. And then he misses that putt, and I'm like, it's throwing it off.
How long is this going to go?
I don't want her to come upstairs and hem and haw over the golf on TV. Because it's not, this is it. If NASCAR's on, she just deals with it. Because NASCAR's on. Football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, those four things, it's just part of her every day. It's on in the background. She's not paying attention. Golf, college basketball, something that's a different sport, they become very annoyed with.
Yeah, why we're doing this now?
Yes.
And now how many of these do we have to do?
Yes.
I've already gotten that from
Sarah. For you guys who gamble, I can't imagine how terrible it is. I can't imagine how terrible it is.
Sarah last year with college football said, "What? There's more.
Oh, yeah.
There's more college football.
Yep.
There's another game.
Yes.
And it's a big game.
Yes.
Wait, no, you told me the last game was big.
And if you relent once, you are expected to relent every time. I just live in a different house.
I live in a different house.
God bless
My you. Problems are the exact opposite. It's for golf, for this, I go, it's a major. She goes, what's a major? I go, big deal. She goes, yeah, that's why they call it a major, right? Like,
yeah.
So then, that's A. For me, it's, I watch the Browns so intently, and I know you guys do too, that when Sunday night football comes on and it's not the Chiefs, she's like, why are you watching Green Bay and Seattle right now? I'm like, because it's football. I want to watch football. It's like, yeah, but you just spent 4.5 hours documenting this Browns game. Why are you doing it? Come down here. And I'm like, because I want to watch a football
game. I also don't like that about the schedule.
So you just get the free pass for everything?
That's great.
Well, I also have much older children. I don't need to yell at my kids to tell them to get in the shower.
They just got to do it. That's nice. Okay, so maybe I'll have that eventually at some point. So I get to look forward to that. See, me and Owen laugh at you for some of the stuff that you have to deal with, but Owen laughs at all of us. So I get to go through that someday. It's summertime, it changes. Because the pool, the neighbor's pool is open.
Summer is way different.
Summer's way different.
Well, and it's like
until 9.
You still want them. It's Sunday night. You still want them to get their shower in. But if they're out until 9:30 because the sun's out and everybody and the neighborhood's hanging out.
Oh my god! And the neighbors.
And then you go. go, it's 11, guys, and we're still doing this, and I am now 14 drinks in, and we got to be on the air in 7 hours.
That creeps up on you. The rest of the neighborhood, they wake up early. Early to them and out the door is 7:30, 8 o'clock. 7 and 8 between there. I'm out the door at the latest 4:30.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't. You gonna have another drink? You have another? Like, dude, I got geared down.
Now
like,
you
I
know
learned
how...
that. I learned that the hard way back in 19. 20 was a different year. I learned that the hard way back in the day. Like, no, you gotta, because yeah, there were some fuzzy Monday mornings in the summertime a few years ago.
Oh, Sundays got away from me completely.
Very fuzzy Monday mornings, and you gotta be careful about that.
So just to tie a bow on this, the rooting for a player.
Yeah, sorry.
How different is it? How different is it from rooting for a team? For the teams, me and you, Kenny, we are rooting for teams that are based in Northeast Ohio. All right, Owen has kind of adopted some things about the teams that he likes or whatever, but he's got his team for closest to where he grew up,
yes,
that he was a fan of, and so he pays attention to that. But players, we're not rooting for golfers or if we were still into tennis. We're not rooting for them based on where they're from. I mean, Rory's not even from this country.
Yeah, it's true.
We're rooting for a foreigner who's winning money in our country with the debates that rage on right now.
That was part of it, too, was my wife definitely went, like, when Justin Rose, you know, when he... Well, I think when Rory got in so close to the pin, right, like... She's like, well, what happens to this guy now? He just gets second. And I go, he just makes now, like, he makes a million instead of whatever. No, I looked it up. Do you know what the difference was between first and second money-wise?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to guess, like, $2.5 million.
Lima?
I would have said the same thing.
Okay, it was two. It was $4.2 million for first and $2.2 million for second.
$2.2 million.
If you finish 50th... You still got like $60,000.
Are you serious? Yeah. Well, it's the Masters, for crying out loud. You know, it's invitation only. By the way, I didn't realize you have to write a letter back accepting invitations. I saw that on Facebook. Yeah, because I follow the Masters on Facebook, and they had a collection of all the letters. Like Ben Hogan, thank you. I accept with great honor. You know, all the wording that you have to say, and they write their name at the bottom. Jack Nicklaus's was pretty cool because it had his office in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
The one that gets me, so there's all the perks. There's the perk about being a member for life. Obviously, pretty cool. The one that gets me is the champions locker room. So just think about that on Thursday, right? You're walking in with your buddies. You know, you've got your buddies on tour.
Right.
And all these guys are degenerate gamblers. They hang out. They have events, sponsorship stuff. You know, you saw like how many guys having flex jets on their hat or whatever. So obviously these guys are rolling some pretty good scenarios, but they know each other, whatever. But then when they walk through Augusta and they make that drive and they check in, everything. Okay, we'll see. I'm going into this locker room. I've won the Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about how crazy that is that there's a champions lot. Like, the things about Augusta.
Yeah.
You know, there was also the thing about why do they have the streaming capabilities that no one else has? Why is their streaming better than everyone else? And it's like, do the math of how much money the Masters has. Masters, this is what they spend their money on.
Well,
they want to have the best setup. They have the best setup.
I have this very weird relationship as a fan with the Masters where... I really don't like uptight things, but I can respect uptight things if it's tradition.
But if it's one thing.
Yes.
If it's one thing that's set apart from the rest, you're like, okay, we can get up and dress up for this dinner and go to this event.
Yeah, that's
as long
why...
as I don't have to do it every week.
Yes. Which is weird that there's people who basically live in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done it for 60 years at Augusta, which is weird to me. I don't know if I could do it. But there is a thing of wanting to see things like, I'd like to see the crow's nest. I think that's amazing where it seems like it's just it looks like a closet door and you open it up and it goes up to this apartment with like four bedrooms, small bedrooms for amateurs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then there's like, I want to see the Eisenhower cabin. It's just amazing to me that Dwight Eisenhower stayed in a cabin on the grounds. Like, That's unreal to me. And they got the presidential eagle on it and stuff. That's why, like, there's things about that. But there's always little things like that that I'm interested in, history and all those other things. So it still speaks. It still, I still take it in. Like, you showed me the Oakmont for the PGA Championship? Mm-hmm. And I'm already I don't, the church pews.
I think it's U.S. Open this year.
Okay, U.S. Open, because PGA is next month. That's the next one. Because they moved the PGA up, which is good for them. But I can't believe people are rooting for the choke. One other thing, too, real quick, before we go. If I didn't get along with you, I wouldn't want to talk to you. If I did get along with you, I still wouldn't want to talk to you in the final round, in the final pairing. I think it's hard enough to play the course. It's hard enough to clear everything out and play the course, which is a hard course, in front of thousands of people. And then the whole world is watching. 20 million at one point. I mean, anybody who enjoys, the entire sporting world is watching you. I don't need to start a conversation. When a lot of the game is mental, I don't need to. We can talk another time. I really am only, I'm talking to one person, and that's my caddy. That's it. We are here for a goal. We're here to complete a mission. And you are here for the same thing. We're here to win in a golf tournament. And if I'm in the final pairing, not everything's going to be the same thing. If I were in the Honda Open, it depends on where I'm at in my career. If I was Rory McIlroy or something like that, you're like, yeah, let's chop it up.
Whatever. All right,
but if I'm in the Masters or a major,
we're talking about. Obviously, Rory and Bryson. Bryson said afterwards that there was no conversation. People have wondered if they had squashed their beef. They had a funny moment on a driving range earlier this year, about what happened at the U.S. Open last year, where Rory screwed up. He kind of choked, and Bryson ends up winning. And Bryson's like, "Oh, you actually did that to yourself." It was a good laugh. Looked like they were getting along again. So obviously, this was going to be. A big time. This could be a rivalry again. We'd like to see it on the tour every week. We're not going to until they get things settled. But the fact that you got to see it at the Masters was awesome. So 19 of the past 23 Masters tournament winners have come from the final pairing in the fourth round, which means that being in that final pairing is all business for these guys. Now, I'm trying to remember Tiger and Rocco. They seem to be best buddies. But part of me always wondered when they had the 18 extra holes, right? When they did that at the U.S. Open. God. Oh, and if you could look it up. I can't believe I can't remember where that was. It was such a famous U.S. Open. But it seemed like they were best buddies. It seemed like they were talking it up the whole time. I wondered at the time if that was Tiger playing mind games. Let him think.
2008.
Well, there's
two. Yes, let him think I'm accepting him in, but really I'm going to kill him.
Yeah,
I am going to kill
him. It has to be, because I think Tiger knows in the back of his mind, the only thing that's going to lose this is me. He's not going to be the only one. I think the only one that could ever play with Tiger in their primes was Phil. Am
even
I missing
though
anybody?
Never, even though.
I know.
Crazily enough, they never had those opportunities.
But the only one who could really hold a candle to Tiger in their primes was Phil. And I know that it never really synced up. But everybody else, it's like the only person who's going to beat Tiger is Tiger. And I think that that's why we, the Rory thing was such a big deal. And yes, like 97, the first Masters, and 20 years ago when he hit the roll-in. Those are, I just think those are amazing moments of him playing the course. Like, I don't think these had. He seems to, anytime he's won a tournament, he puts a chokehold on the.
It's kind of honestly kind of boring.
Yeah, he puts a chokehold on the rest of the field by Friday, and then it's over.
Nobody could catch him.
Yes.
They were all intimidated by him. He just had that effect, and he was a machine. He actually wasn't that much fun, but that was why people watch. They're like, we want to see somebody dominate a sport that we were told could not be dominated. The stranglehold that he would place on people, why Rory was kind of exciting is because he had Phil in him, and meaning he was going to make mistakes, and it was going to be seen that arc, that character arc on the final day to see if he could hold on. And my God, he almost blew it.
Well,
you felt good for him.
Keith wanted to make fun of me about going back and watching the final round of the 86 Masters, because I've done it now for the last 4 years, ever since this thing's been on YouTube. And I always find it interesting because it's the only thing I think that really matters. I think there's always a roar to a gallery. But like Seve Ballesteros, who there's a couple of times where guy, because remember, Jack is earlier than what some of the other people are, because he starts off, he's behind, so he's catching people up. He's catching up in the final round. And there's pausing going on because there's guys at other holes, and the holes are actually kind of close to each other, and they don't want to be putting, and then Jack hits a putt on the other hole, and the place goes eight.
Yeah.
And it's like the only other place I've ever heard of such a thing is with Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
That's the only other thing. So greatness does transcend. I do think it is a one weekend sport to me now, just like NASCAR is. But I still like to drop in, and it's a nice little. And as I said last night, it's a welcome little drop off from the NFL. Do you have any? You want to share that Bryson DeChambeau thing? I don't think you do. Goodbye.